بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اپریل 19, 2014. ٹوڈے آئی وڈ لائک ٹو بگن ود اے میموریبل ایونٹ آف مائی لائف. ان دی جون 2011, I visited USA. During this visit, I received an invitation from a Christian church to deliver a lecture over there. I accepted this invitation and delivered a lecture. The subject was Islam and Peace. After listening my lecture, a Christian scholar asked a question. According to the New Testament, Jesus Christ has said, love your enemy. Can you cite a teaching of this kind from the Quran? I said, yes. I said that according to our belief, Jesus Christ was a prophet of God, just like other prophets. And according to the Quran, all the prophets were given the same teaching from God Almighty. There was no difference between the teaching of the prophets. Quran says, La nafarraqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. So, what Jesus Christ has said is very good teaching, but the same teaching we find in the Quran also. I referred to chapter number 41. In this chapter, Quran says, لا تستویل حسنة ولا سیئة ادفع بالتی ہی حسن فیض الذی بینک وبینہ عداوة کأنہ ولی حمیم. It means that bad deed and good deed are not equal. Do good deed in return for bad deed, and you will find that your enemy has become your dearest friend. This Quranic verse refers to a law of nature. According to the law of nature, everyone was born on the same nature, same fitra. There is no difference between this man and that man. So, there is no enemy, there is no foe. All are friends. Either potential friend or actual friend. So if someone appears to be an enemy, don't take it as an enemy. Take it as a potential friend. and do good deed in turn of his bad deed. And after some time, you'll find that he has become your dearest friend. This is the teaching of the Quran. Now, I would like to add one more point. What Jesus Christ has said is not simply an ethical principle or not social manners. It is more than that. It is culture of Dawa, culture of Dawa work. Why I am saying this? Because Jesus Christ was a Dai. He spent his whole life in Dawa work. And also he instructed his disciples to do Dawa work. So this saying can be seen in this background. When he said, love your enemy, in essence, the meaning was, love your madhu. Love your madhu. Because if you take your enemy as your madhu, then you can perform dawa work properly. So I take it not as a social ethics, but I take it as a ethics of dawa work. In this sense, I can say that every prophet was Dai, including Jesus Christ. So all the prophets have adopted this principle. Now, it is very important to adopt this kind of culture. Why? Because if you take your madhu as your friend, then you can do dawa work. Then you can do quality dawa work. Dawa mission, dawa culture wants quality dawa. And quality dawa can be done only when you love your madhu. When you love your madhu, then it is not very simple. It means that you are doing your dawa as a mission, not as a profession. One who is doing something as a profession, he needs not to love his customer, the other person, because his job is to do something as a profession. But Dawa is a mission. So Dawa mission requires this culture. Dawa mission requires that Dai must love with his madhu. Otherwise, he cannot do dawa work with its true spirit. Then there is also one more difference. If you do dawa work as a profession, then it is not a rewardable act. If you do work as a profession, then you cannot deserve some reward. Why? Because profession means you are doing your work for your own interest. Every professional likes some return. So if you do the work as a profession, then you are, it means that you are receiving some return, some returns, either in terms of money, in terms of fame, or in any other term. So the work is not a profession. The work is a mission. You have to do the work with the spirit of mission. That is, without any interest. And when you do the work without interest, then it is but natural that you will develop, you will develop love towards your madhu. And only this kind of quality dava work will give you great reward, that is paradise. If you do dava work as a profession, then it is doubtful whether it will be accepted to God Almighty or not. But when you do dava work, I mean quality dava work, as a mission, that it will certainly be acceptable to God Almighty. This is very important. Then I will narrate a story from the Prophet of Islam. You know, Prophet of Islam was born in Mecca. He started his mission in Mecca in 610 AD. After 13 years, he migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina. At that time, Medina was a different kind of city. There were several Jewish tribes. Almost half of the population of Medina was comprised with Jewish tribes. So there was encounter, every day there was an encounter with these Jewish peoples. So one day it happened that the Prophet saw a funeral procession passing through a street in Medina. Prophet was seated at the time. He stood up in respect. One of his companions said, "O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew, not a Muslim." Prophet said, "Alaysat nafsan?" Was he not a human being? I think that here human being, the word human being also donate the madhu. Was he not our madhu? It means that Prophet said that was he not our madhu? If he was a madhu, then I have to pay him respect. So in the eye of the Prophet, Meccan people were madhu, people of Medina were madhu, Jews were madhu. So Prophet never developed hate against anyone. You cannot find a single hadith or Quranic verse that tells us that Prophet developed hate against anyone. Why? In the eyes of the Prophet of Islam, everyone was madhu. So he adopted the same culture, love your enemy. It means love your madhu. The relationship between dai and madhu is like relationship between businessman and customer. You know there is very well known formula in the business community that customer friendly behavior. Customer is always right. It means that business man knows that if he develops hate against his customer, then he cannot do business properly. So for his business interest, he develops friendship between himself and customer. He adopts customer friendly behavior. The same is applicable to Dai. The relationship between Dai and Madhu is the same. Dai must adopt Madhu-friendly behavior. Madhu-friendly behavior. Not as a social manner, but with this true spirit. If you adopt it as a social manner, then you will do it as a profession. It is not, you cannot do it as a mission. And what is needed is that you must adopt this culture as a mission, not as a profession. So it is very important, not only with Jesus Christ, but also with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the gist of Islam, gist of every revelation, gist of every religion. So it is very important to know that every believer is a Dai. Every prophet was a Dai. So is the case of believers. Every believer is a Dai. And when every believer is a Dai, then it is obligatory for every believer to develop friendship, relationship between himself and other people. Because without adopting friendship culture, you cannot do quality dawa work. You cannot do the work as a mission. And without this spirit, your dawa activities will not be acceptable to God. And moreover, I don't think that your dawa activities will yield to any positive result. Because when the Madhu believes that Dai is very sincere, Dai is his well-wisher, then he will give attention to the Dai's message. Otherwise not. So I can say that love your enemy is not a social manner or social ethics. It is ethics of Dawa. And here enemy means Madhu. So I think that Jesus Christ said to his disciples, love your Madhu. When he sent his disciples to different parts for dissemination of his message, he gave this advice, love your enemy. It means that love your Madhu, even if apparently he seems to be an enemy. Don't take him as an enemy, but take him as a Madhu. Then there is a well-known saying of Jesus Christ that he said to his disciples. Disciples means those people who were going for dawa work, that if someone takes away your shirt, give him your cloak also. The same was directed by Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to his Sahaba. And same is given, the same teaching is given in the Quran. It means that avoid all kind of controversy between Dai and Vadhu. Even if he want to take your shirt, give him. Only to avoid the controversy. The same teaching was given in the Quran, same teaching was given by Jesus Christ, the same teaching was given by Prophet Muhammad. That you have to avoid controversy between Dai and Madhu at any cost. At any cost. For the sake of Dawar. Because if a businessman develops controversy between himself and customer, then there is no business. There is no business at all. So is the case of Dawa. If Dai develops some kind of controversy against his Madhu, then Dawa work will stop. It is this wisdom that was given in the Quran in these words. It means that avoid all kind of controversy and engage yourself in the work. Now, what is the basic message of Dawa? That is given in the Quran, Al-Inzar. Ya yal buddhassir kum fandir. Inzar means warning. It means that Prophet was given this instruction by God Almighty that you must warn the people. Warning for what? Warning for the reality of life, that if you deviate from the right path, then the consequences will be very, very grave. You will go to hell. And if you follow the right path given by God Almighty, then you will be given a seat in paradise. So, all the teachings of the Prophet can be summarized in these words, that all the Prophets wanted to make people aware of the creation plan of God, This was the gist of all the prophets. You know, in every age, people were engaged in the worldly activities. In other words, in pre-death activities. But all the prophets wanted to make people aware that real life begins after death. Pre-death, in the pre-death period, life is very short. The eternal life begins after death. So you have to prepare for the eternity. You have to prepare for the eternity. So this was warning. This was Inzar. You know, it is not very easy. It requires great wisdom, great concern, great education. Because We are living at present, we are living in a world that is a known world. Here everything is observable. Mountains are observable, oceans are observable, sun and moon are observable, the whole world is observable. But the akhirat, the world hereafter, is not observable. It is quite unknown. So, the right way of life is to live in the known world for the sake of unknown world. It is very difficult. We have to live in the known world for the sake of unknown world. For this purpose, Dai must be very, very sincere, will be well prepared. It is not very easy to make people aware of this fact. So, Dai's duty to make Dawa his greatest concern. To make Dawa his greatest concern, he must prepare himself. He must develop himself so that he may convince the people, to convince the people for this way of life is very difficult, that you have to live in a known world for the sake of unknown world. It is very difficult. So it is Dai's duty to make this mission his greatest concern. He must prepare himself. He must try to address people's mind. After a great effort, it is possible to convince the people for this pattern of life, which I have said that living in a known world for the sake of unknown world. The world hereafter is unknown world. Present world is a known world. So we live in this known world. But we have to prepare ourselves for the unknown world, for paradise. So it is not only important, but also it is difficult. So it's very, very sincere job. May God bless you. May God help you realize this great mission. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
मौलाना ये बात आपने बहुत वो कही मौलाना अच्छी कि वी हैव टू सैक्रिफाइस एंड लिव इन द अननोन वर्ल्ड फॉर द सेक ऑफ अन
वी हैव टू लिव इन अननोन वर्ल्ड फॉर द सेक ऑफ अननोन
और मौलाना कि ऑल प्रॉफिट्स वर दाइज सो बिलीवर्स आल्सो हैव टू बी लाइक दाइज मौलाना आपने एक बार ही कहा था कि द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ अ मुस्लिम is known by the fact whether he is a Dai or not a Dai.
Quality work karna padega, tab daawat ka kaam hoga. Aise hi nahi chalte phirte nahi ho sakta. Tab effective hoga. Kya khayal hai? Log to phanse hue hain seen world mein. Hum chahte hain ki unseen world ko apna par focus kare. To kaise karenge? Jab tak Dai bahut zyada.
और मौलाना वो जो आपने आज वो पहली बार उसको कन्वर्ट भी किया मौलाना कि वो जो अलैसत नफसन वाला था कि कि वॉज ही नॉट अ ह्यूमन बींग. सो इन अनदर वर्ड्स प्रॉफिट वॉज सेइंग वॉज ही नॉट अ मधु. वो और ज्यादा उससे मौलाना एनहेंस हुआ वो चीज
मौलाना. हम सब के लिए हो गया वो, उस एक एक जुकले नहीं था, सब लोग मधु हैं सबके लिए हो गया. हर हर एक मधु है तो हर एक के लिए वो.
और मौलाना अजय ने भी कुछ भेजा है. मौलाना उनका सवाल आया है अजय का, उन्होंने लिखा है मौलाना इन ऑफिस एट टाइम्स आई हैव टू स्कोल्ड पीपल एंड यूज एग्रेशन टू गेट थिंग्स डन, इज इट करेक्ट? व्हाट शुड बी माय अप्रोच इन प्रोफेशनल वर्ल्ड? Also, behavior of a dai should be same everywhere, whether in office or outside of it, office. Or can it change as per the situation or place? Please advise.
According to my knowledge, there is no difference between the two situations. Everywhere, you must adopt the same character. No anger, no aggression. Everywhere you have to keep patience. It is patience that always yield to the result, not aggression and anger. So anger or aggression is an expression of emotion. You have to see the result. It is impossible to yield any positive result through aggression or anger. It is emotional outburst. It is simply an emotional outburst. So always you have to think about result. See, if you think about result, you always will avoid aggression and anger. I don't think that in any situation it is advisable to show anger or aggression.
Maulana, aggression ki bajaye agar assertive ho workplace mein to wo zyada behtar nahi hai Maulana? Anger to bilkul theek nahi hai Maulana. Anger to nahi hai theek, aggression bhi nahi hai, but kai baar team management karne ke liye Maulana assertive
nahi. In every situation you have to think about the result. If you can achieve result, then everything is good, otherwise not. It is result that is the criterion. Before reacting, you have to think about the result. When you are going to react, before reaction, you have to think about the result. If it is possible to yield result, then it is okay. Otherwise not. Any, no reason can justify to go against this principle. Any result workable hoga tabhi result aayega. What is the use of showing any kind of reaction, whether when it is not workable or not going to yield any result? What is the purpose? Is it clear?
Wo Ajay ne Maulana jawab bheja hai ki thank you Maulana for making it clear. My approach should be result oriented. It is very clear. Maulana Anas kuch puchna cha rahe hain.
Bataiye.
Death se jo hai bahut zyada seriousness aa jati hai aur hamara jo concern hai aur jo mission hai wo sahi tang se chalne lagta hai. To Maulana maine kai baar koshish ki hai ki main is cheez ko realize karu डेथ को, कि महसूस करूं कि जब मेरी मौत आएगी तो क्या होगा, लेकिन प्रैक्टिकली इस चीज को महसूस करना बहुत मुश्किल होता है. डेथ को महसूस करना, रियलाइज करना, कुरान में भी आया है कि मौत को बहुत ज्यादा याद करो, लेकिन उस चीज को रियलाइज करना, या तो वो बोला ना कि मेरी स्टडी की कमी है या मार्फत की कमी है, मैं रियलाइज नहीं कर पाता हूं, तो इसके बारे में आप क्या कहेंगे?
क्या कहें
मौलाना, वो आपसे ये पूछ रहे हैं कि डेथ के ऊपर आपने अक्सर कहा है कि इट्स अ रेफरेंस पॉइंट फॉर पीपल टू गेट सीरियस इन लाइफ, और कुरान में और हदीस में भी डेथ को लेके आया है, लेकिन वो कहते कि मैं अपनी पर्सनल जिंदगी में उसको रियलाइज नहीं कर पाता जिस तरीके से कहा गया कि डेथ से सोचो
भाई. तो इट इज वेरी इजी बिकॉज एवरी डे आर सम न्यूज अबाउट डेथ एवरी डे. इट यू सी दिस थिंग ऑन द लेवल ऑन द ग्लोबल लेवल that every minute there are some death, every minute some man is dying. So every death reminds you that you are also, the day will come then you will also die. Maut ki har news aapki yaad dilati ki yehi waqt aapka aana hai. Hain jaise main apne bare mein batata hu ki ابھی ایک انتقال ہوا تو میں گیا تھا جنازے میں, تو میری آنکھوں کے سامنے یہ ہوا کہ قبر کھودی گئی اس میں ان کو ڈال دیا گیا. تو تقریباً ڈیلی میں سوچتا رہتا ہوں کہ ایک انسان جو زندہ تھا چل پھر رہا تھا, جب اسے بہت آ گئی تو خود فیملی والے ان کو ایک گھنٹہ بھی ڈیلے کر سکتے تھے کہ آج کے بجائے کل ان کا بریل کریں گے. انہوں نے اسی دن بریل کر دیا, ان کا ڈال دیا اس میں. تو میں ہر دن سوچتا رہتا ہوں کہ ایسے میرا بھی ہوگا کہ میں آج یہاں ایک زندہ انسان کے طور پر بیٹھا ہوں اور موت کے بعد مجھے بھی اٹھا کر لے جائیں گے, اس میں ڈال دیں گے. تو میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ دنیا کے کوئی بھی واقعہ سے جس کی ریمائنڈنگ اتنے لارج اسکیل پہ ہو رہی ہو, کوئی واقعہ نہیں موت کو لے کر. میڈیا میں, اپنے آس پاس میں, ہر جگہ آپ کو ہر وقت آپ یہ جان پاتے ہیں کہ یہ مر گیا وہ مر گیا یہ مر گیا وہ مر گیا, کبھی فیملی میں کبھی فیملی کے باہر. تو میں تو سمجھتا ہوں دنیا کا سب سے بڑا واقعہ, سورج ڈوبتا ہے تو وہ 12 گھنٹے کے بعد, یہاں تو ہر سیکنڈ منٹ میں لوگ مر رہے ہیں. تو اس سے بڑا ریمائنڈر کیا ہو سکتا ہے؟ میں تو ابھی سوچتا رہتا ہوں کہ اسے انگلی پہ گنتا ہوں, میری ماں مر گئی, میرے باپ مر گئے, میری اولاد میں دو بچے مر گئے, میرے بھائی مر گئے, میرے بہن مر گئے, اسے دیکھ سوچتا رہتا ہوں. فیملی کو لے کر, میرے اس پاس لے کر رہتا ہوں کہ یہاں یہ تھے وہ مر گئے, وہاں وہ تھے وہ مر گئے. تو میں تو سمجھتا ہوں کہ بہت سے بڑا کوئی ایونٹ نہیں ہے جو ریمائن کرنے والا ہو. اور پھر دیکھیے, کوئی بچہ مرتا ہے, کوئی جوان مرتا ہے, کوئی بوڑھا مرتا ہے, کوئی بیمار ہو کے مرتا ہے, کوئی ایکسیڈنٹ میں مرتا ہے. تو کوئی گارنٹی نہیں کسی کی کون کم مر جائے, کسی گارنٹی نہیں کم مر جائے. تو اس سے بڑا ریمائنڈر کیا ہے؟ موت سے بڑا تو کوئی ریمائنڈنگ ایونٹ ہے نہیں.
مولانا راضیہ نے بھی ایک سوال کیا ہے کہ انلیس آئی ہیو اے پرسنل انٹرسٹ ہاؤ ول آئی ایکچولی بی موٹیویٹیڈ ٹو ڈو مشنری ورک. آئی مین پرسنل انٹرسٹ آف گیٹنگ ان ٹو پیراڈائز ایکٹس ایز این انسینٹیو, بٹ مولانا یو سیڈ دیٹ پروفیشنل ورک از انسپائرڈ بائی پرسنل انٹرسٹ اینڈ ول دیئر فور ناٹ بی ریوارڈیبل. تو مولانا وہ اس چیز کو چاہتے ہیں آپ کلیئر کر دیں, کیونکہ ادھر بھی پرسنل انٹرسٹ ہے پیراڈائز کا.
تو نہیں, جب بولا جاتا ہے پرسنل انٹرسٹ تو اس کا مطلب ہوتا ہے ورلڈلی انٹرسٹ, وہ انٹرسٹ نہیں کہا جائے گا. پرسنل انٹرسٹ کا ورڈ جب بھی بولا جائے گا ہمیشہ اس کو براد ہوگا ورلڈلی انٹرسٹ.
اور مولانا ورلڈلی انٹرسٹ میں جو سینٹر ہوتا ہے وہ انسان خود ہوتا ہے, اور دعوی وقت میں مولانا اٹ از ویل وشنگنیس فار ہیومینٹی.
دیکھیے, ورلڈلی انٹرسٹ میں کیا ہے, فیم ہے, منی ہے, اور لوگوں کے بیچ میں اپریسیشن ہے, یہ سب جو اس دنیا میں جو اسے ملتی ہیں, جب بھی بولے جاتا ہے یہ ورڈ تو اسی سینس میں ہوتا ہے.
عبد الباسط صاحب ٹائپ کر رہے ہیں,
پتا جاتا ہے ٹائپ کر رہے ہیں,
ٹائپنگ آتا
ہے,
لکھا ہوا آتا ہے, ٹائپنگ
ٹائپ کر رہا ہے, آواز تو بھی آ جاتا ہے. کیا عجیب غریب چیز ہے, گریٹسٹ بلیسنگ آف گاڈ آلمائٹی.
انس سوال کر رہے ہیں,
مولانا میں آپ نے یہ بات بہت گہری بات ہے جو آپ نے کہی ہے کہ لو یور اینیمی, یو ڈو ناٹ ٹیک اٹ ایز ایز اے سوشل ایتھکس, یو ٹیک اٹ ایز دعوا ورک. سو اس سے مولانا یہ بات سمجھ میں آئی ہے کہ دعوت جو ہے بہت بڑی خیر خواہی ہے, وہ سوشل ورک سے اور سوشل ایتھکس سے بھی بہت بڑی چیز ہے, اس سے بڑی چیز اس دنیا میں کوئی ہو ہی نہیں سکتی ہے.
صحیح بات, صحیح ہے, بہت صحیح ہے, صحیح بات ہے.
مولانا وہ جدہ سے انس ندوی ہیں جو دیکھ رہے ہیں, انہوں نے سوال بھیجا ہے, مولانا ایک دائی کے لیے مینرز ضروری ہیں, لیکن مولانا جو ہمارے دیگر بھائی ہیں انہیں ہمارا یہ رول پسند نہیں آتا اور بس تک میں رہتے ہیں کہ کچھ نہ کچھ مشغافیاں نکالیں, ہمیں پرووک کریں, جتنا ٹالریٹ کرتے ہیں وہ اتنا ہی جری ہوتے ہیں, جس کی وجہ سے ہمارا بیہیویئر چینج ہو جاتا ہے. کیا ایسے موقع پر ہم ان کے شر سے بچنے کے لیے مکمل دوریاں اختیار کر سکتے ہیں؟ اس کے بارے
میں نہیں, ان کی رپورٹ صحیح نہیں, ان کی رپورٹ ہرگز صحیح نہیں ہے. جری ہوتے ہیں, یہ ہوتے ہیں, دیکھیے پیسیو ایٹیٹیوڈ سے کوئی جری نہیں ہوتا, ایکٹیو ایٹیٹیوڈ سے جری ہوتا ہے. یعنی آپ اسے بحث کریں, اس کو سخت بولی بولیں, آپ ڈر ہو جائیں اور پیشنس اختیار کریں تو کوئی بھی جری ہوگی, یہ غلط ہے کہ وہ جری ہوتے ہیں. یا بولیں گے آپ جری ہوتے, آپ اس کی بحث کریں گے اور جو کہتے ہیں نا ہیٹ ایکسچینج, یعنی وائلنس کے سوا بھی وائلنس ہے, وہ ہیٹ ایکسچینج ہے. ایک ہے وائلنس, وہ تو لوگوں کو جری کرے ہی گا, ہیٹ ایکسچینج بھی جری کرتا. تو یہ انہوں نے صحیح رپورٹ نہیں دیا, ایسا بھی امپاسبل بات ہے. ہم بھی تو اس دنیا میں رہتے ہیں, یہ امپاسبل بات ہے کہ وہ ہیٹ ایکسچینج بھی نہ کریں, کچھ نہیں کریں, ان کے دعا بھی کرے وہ جری ہو جائے, یہ بالکل کوائٹ امپاسبل. ان کی رپورٹ صحیح نہیں, اپنی غلطی کو ڈھونڈ رہے, یہ اپنی غلطی کو ڈھونڈے. بس یہ جو کہہ رہے نہیں ہے, میں بالکل اگری کرتا نہیں کرتا, ضرور یہ ہیٹ ایکسچینج کرتے ہوں گے. یہ اپنی غلطی کچھ رپورٹ نہیں کیا, ان کی رپورٹ کر رہے ہیں, اپنی غلطی کی رپورٹ نہیں کیا انہوں نے.